Hi, my name is Monica Humberg, and this is a podcast from the blog YourDoseOfLunacy.com. This one is titled The Self-Defense Guru, and it concerns a little episode at the library. There was this guy scheduled to speak at the library. He had written a book about self-defense and protecting oneself, which I found to be very informative, so I was really eager to hear him talk. Alas, like many of us, his writing was more cohesive than his speaking. He began with a few anecdotes. He gave us an example of a friend of his who had been walking down a street at night, and a man walked alongside him. The guy stopped when he stopped, and then he walked when he walked. Now, having just encountered the same thing several days earlier, I was keenly interested in his friend's response. "So the guy stopped, and my friend stopped. Now, my friend realized that this situation was problematic, so when the guy stopped, well, my friend has Israeli military training, so he..." Then he continued with something that could have been straight out of a John Woo film, something to do with a headlock, a body flip, and possibly a machete. The audience was kind of special, too. A small group, it was only about 10 people, and a conversation ensued at one point about how to walk safely on the street at night. And one woman offered the following suggestion to an audience member. "Well, whenever I walk down the street, I feel unsafe, as though someone could easily trail me, and that's why, when I walk at night, I always take the alleys." Sage advice. Then, the through line for this talk involved playing clips from Properly Movies, and showing us the scenarios, and then discussing what the people could do or could have done differently to defuse this dangerous situation. The first clip was fine, and the suggestions he gave were pretty reasonable. And then this was about 30 minutes into the talk, and one person decided to leave. The departure was pretty abrupt, like they just sort of suddenly got up and left. And so this also was a 10% population drop from the previous amount of people, so it didn't look good. And the next clip was from Deliverance. It's the scene that precedes the pivotal one that everyone's heard of. And now at this point, some people knew what they were in for, so they left. And the speaker pointed out, luckily stopping before the pivotal scene, that Ned Beatty's character made several errors in the interaction. He should not have turned his back on the man who was threatening him, nor done X, Y, Z. Finally, I asked what, in fact, he should have done. "Good question," he said. "That's a good question." Then he went on to another topic. Some more people left. Another woman, God help her, asked the following in a frail, stuttering voice whilst looking at the floor.
They say that some people behave like victims. What do you think people mean when they say that? And how if someone's like that, then how can she go about, you know, changing that kind of behavior?"
Purely hypothetical question, I imagine. The last clip, the guy showed two kids, about 10 years old. The boy is hanging out with his female friend when a group of bullies arrive. It's a very tense scene as the bullies go from taunting the characters to being very, very threatening. The kids are trapped and the bullies surround them. What are they going to do? Finally, a fairy appears and rescues them. The speaker presses stop in order to discuss, and I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, what if we don't know a fairy? Then what? Super educational. So kids, what we've learned from this is, when being followed on the street, try to channel a member of the Israeli military, and always make friends with fairies. You never know when that relationship will come in handy.